time to check in with Carla Marinucci, Politico California Playbook reporter, to catch up on the week in politics. And a lot of stuff happened. Thanks so much for joining us, Carla.
Hi, Michelle. It's been an exhausting week already.
I know. We had, of course, a big day yesterday with the inauguration. Kamala Harris, now our vice president, a Californian, back in one of the highest offices of the country. Tell us about the significance of this.
It's huge significance for California. You know, of course, Kamala Harris, born in Oakland, raised in Berkeley, and working in San Francisco, has a big connection to the Bay Area, and is going to help, I think, immediately. Gavin Newsom has talked about this with vaccine rollout. Speaker Pelosi just gave her first press conference of the new administration, and has said that basically what they've found out is the Trump administration had no plan, that the Biden administration has basically got to start from scratch to roll out the Defense Production Act and get those vaccines out to the states. And this is where Gavin Newsom needs help. That's going to be one of the ways that having a Californian in the White House, first woman vice president, and the most powerful woman now in the most powerful nation on earth, that's going to help California in a lot of ways. There's also a lot of Californians in the cabinet. When we're talking about Javier Becerra, as Health and Human Services Secretary, he actually just filed his last 9 lawsuits against the Trump administration before he left town. He's expected to be confirmed shortly. And Janet Yellen in Treasury, mm-hmm. Small Business Administration head Isabel Guzman. He's got Biden. The Biden administration has a number of Californians up there, and this is all going to help California have tremendous clout. We already are the nation's most populous state, but as you know, under the Trump administration, there was a lot of tweets banging California.
Yeah.
But there wasn't a great relationship between the White House and the governor. So this is going to change, and that's going to change very quickly with a number of the executive orders that Biden is signing yesterday and today. Also will affect California. He on climate change, on immigration is the other big area, mm-hmm. Where we're expecting our new U.S. Senator Alex Padilla to immediately get to work on some of the issues, including giving a path to citizenship to 11 million undocumented, most of them, the largest number of them, live in California.
Now, you did just mention Padilla. He was sworn in to replace Kamala Harris on the Senate. Anything else that Alex Padilla has been up to that we might need to know about?
Yeah, I mean, this is a real moment for California. He is the son of Mexican immigrants. His dad was a short order cook. His mom was a housekeeper. So, yes, he has said today, in televised interviews, that first he wants to get to work on the COVID crisis. That's the main thing. And the immigration issue is the next one. You know, as we know, undocumented immigrants here in California are the mainstay of the agricultural industry, as well as when you talk about the hospitality and tourism industry and so many other places, the restaurant industry. So at this point, he wants to help undo some of those executive orders we saw in the Trump administration that barred refugees and migrants from coming to California for applying for citizenship, and also to just look at the Trump administration's policies on legal immigration. They tried to restrict legal immigration, and some of those policies may be out the door now. So this is Alex Padilla has said he's got a lot of work to do up there in the Senate, and I think the first thing, of course, they're going to start doing is looking at that impeachment trial of former President Trump. And it seems weird to say former President Trump, but
I know. It's going to take a little bit to get used to it, just like you keep writing 2020 instead of 2021.
Exactly.
Mm. Did Justice Sotomayor actually mispronounce Vice President Harris's name?
she did. She said Kamala Harris. And, like, this is going to be something I think that's going to be a campaign probably for the rest of her career. But it's Kamala, as in comma, the punctuation mark, la. So that's something that the Republicans have done all the way along. And it's been kind of a joke in the Democratic Party. But to watch Sotomayor do it was kind of interesting yesterday. Yes, it did happen. But that didn't really mar the moment for Kamala Harris, because, women all over the country were watching that. Many of them waited for that moment for decades. And it looks like she's going to get to work right away, working hand in hand with President Biden. She's going to be a big partner to him. And you saw that yesterday from start to finish. So a lot of people watching where she's going, and, you know, fully expect, we're looking at maybe a future presidential candidate as well there.
Plus, she also has much more clout being that sort of tying vote now in the Senate. So it's not just that she's vice president. She actually has quite a bit of power.
Absolutely. That is the key with the Democrats and Republicans having a 50-50 split in the Senate now, thanks to Padilla and the two new senators from Georgia. Kamala Harris does hold the key. You're absolutely right, Michelle. And this brings it to moments that I think we're going to expect a lot of drama there in the Senate, particularly when you got this impeachment trial coming up as well. So we're talking about a whole new level of power for Kamala Harris. And it looks like she is ready for that. She's been very, very sort of cautious, and but at the same time, very outspoken in terms of how she is going to deal with a lot of the challenges in that job. And people expect her to be center stage in the administration, not a vice president that that goes to the sidelines. So that's going to be really interesting to watch for California.
Very much so. And then super quick, I do want to mention the poet, Amanda Gorman, was just incredible. Another representation from California.
Yeah, wasn't she amazing? Oh. She's a 22-year-old, came right out of Los Angeles, won the local poetry contest there in L.A., and just knocked it out of the park yesterday in that poem. If you haven't heard her recite it, get on YouTube and do that right away. She is really one of the talents that I think we're going to be seeing and hearing from for many, many decades. So that was a highlight yesterday of the ceremony.
Really beautiful. Thanks so much, Carla.
Okay, always good to talk to you, Michelle. Thanks.
That is Carla Marinucci. You can find the California Playbook Politico report on politico.com.